We're up to Yeshaya Perek Samach Gimel. We'll divide it in two parts. I guess we'll have a small shiur today, and then next time we'll finish the Perek. This is the conclusion of the Haftorah of Parshas Nitzavim. It's at the end, when the Geula Shleima, the final Geula, will come. Again, Yeshaya is speaking in the times of the first Beis HaMikdash, but he already foresaw there's going to be a Golus with Edom that's going to destroy the second Beis HaMikdash. And as the Metzudas explains, the Novi is saying a Nevuah of the future, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take revenge, he's going to punish Edom. And he starts with their guardian angel, their Malach in Shemayim. And he's going to kill their Malach in Shemayim. Whatever this means, obviously we don't understand it or how this works, but every nation has a Malach in Shemayim. Their Malach will be killed in Shemayim. And of course, once their Malach is killed down here on earth, they have no power and they're destroyed. But the Navi describes it as a person who went to war, as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Ish Milchama went and he kills the Sar Shel Esav, he kills the Malach of Edom. And when somebody does that and he kills a victim, his clothing becomes bloodied. And therefore, the Navi says, Mizeh Bamei Edom, who is this coming from Edom? Chamutz Begadim. And his clothing is sullied. And he's coming mibotzra, from Botzra. The Metzudas Tzion says the word chamutz begodim you don't find elsewhere in Tanakh. So whenever you have a word like that, the Mefarshim have to find, what does it mean, chamutz begodim? You don't have the word anywhere else. He says perhaps chamutz is like the word timchatz, where the mem is before the ches. Team chatz, mochatz, becomes chomatz, chamutz begadim. When somebody's wounded, he bleeds and the clothing gets dirty. We're describing it as if Hashem is, we'll see in a moment, puro derachti levadi, is like treading on them with pressing it like it's somebody would squeeze out grapes. There's obviously a red liquid, the blood, yez nitzcham al begadai, which we'll discuss in the following psukim. So it describes shortly that we'll see it's like Hashem has killed someone and his clothing is dirty. So chamutz would be like the word machatz, to injure, to wound. Mizeh bo me'edom, who's the one coming from Edom, chamutz begodim, and his clothing is sullied mibotzra. And the way the Metzudas translates in the simple meaning, botzra is like a mibtzar, a fortress. He's coming from the fortress of Edom. Zehodu Bilvusho. It's the one who is majestic in his raiment and his clothing. Soeh Barov Kocho. He's girded with an abundant strength. Soeh also Mefarshim learned that he controls and he's able to move people and objects around. He's Soeh, he's prepared for action and he can move them with his abundant strength. Ani medaber bitzdokan, Hashem answers, you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hoder bilvusho, is so majestic, and he's coming from Edom and the clothing is dirty. Ani medaber bitzdokan, it's I who speak with righteousness, Rav lo Shia, abundantly able to save. As if Hashem answers, I'm going to speak about Bitztoka, to bring righteousness for Klal Yisrael, Rav lo Shia, to save them from their suffering. So I'm coming from Edom, their fortress, and therefore punishing the Goyim, punishing the Malach of Edom, and bringing about a Yeshua for Klal Yisrael. Chazal say, Botzra is a city that is a city of Moab. It's actually not in Edom. And even though the Metzudas says we could translate Botzra as being a fortress, most Mefarshim learn, as the Gemara understands, that Botzra is a city in Moab. Mize Bome Edom. Who's this coming from Edom? Chamutz Bagadim, whose clothing is sullied, and he's coming from Butzra. The Gemara explains in Makos, Rashi brings it down, Omer Rav Hosein Ushtei To'uyos. Rashi says there are two mistakes that Osid Sar Shal Seir Litos. The Malach of Seir is going to make a mistake. It's as if the Malach of Edom goes running to Butzra to save himself. Why did he run to Butzra? Because he knew a little bit of Chumash, but he got the story wrong. It says, we set up Ari Miklot, cities of refuge, that in this city, if somebody killed, he was able to flee and be safe. One of those places was Betzer, one of the Ari Miklot. So the Malach of Seir goes running to save his life. So he runs to, figured he'll go to Betzer. So he went to Butzra. But he made a mistake. First of all, Betzer is not the same place as Butzra. Betzer was in the Midbar in the desert, and it was one of the Ir Miklot. That's not Butzra. Second of all, an Ir Miklot is only for somebody who killed the Shogeg. It was inadvertent. The person, it was an accident. The guy was chopping wood and something flew off, or he fell down a ladder when he was coming down. It was an accident. He wasn't careful, or it was a shogeg. Somebody who kills on purpose, the Ari Miklot doesn't protect. And the Malach of Edom, Seir, is guilty for killing Klal Yisrael through the centuries on purpose. The Gemara actually has a third explanation, that an Ari Miklot is only for people. It's not for a Malach, it doesn't help an angel. But could be that's included. Either Rashi had a different text in the Gemara, or it could be Rashi understood that that's all included. Shogeg and Mezid, a Malach is always does things b'mezid. And the Malach of Edom that causes his people to act that way, or exactly what that means is hard to explain, but the Malach is one with the people, and if the people kill B'mezid, it's like the Malach is B'mezid, and the Malach is always B'mezid. So the Sar Shel Edom can't go there and complain that it was a shogeg. So he ran to Butzra. He's in the wrong city. He's a Malach, and it doesn't help for a Malach, and he did a B'mezid. So he's in the wrong place. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu catches him in Butzra, and he kills that Sar Shel Edom, the Malach of Edom. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Zeh Hodr Bilvusho, the clothing are majestic. Tzoeh Rov Kocho, and he's girded with tremendous power. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are others who learn that here it's referring to, Ibn Ezra says, it could be it's referring to Mashiach. Mashiach is the king, and he comes back from Edom with his clothing sullied. V'yeh Shomrim, it's the Malach Michael. But Ibn Ezra also learns, Poshet, it's going on Hashem. But whether it's going on Mashiach, or a Malach, or Hashem, he's going to Edom, he's going dressed majestically, it's something so special. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing his glory, and then he comes back, his clothing is dirty. What happened? Hashem answers, Ani medaber bitzdoka. I'm speaking in righteousness. The righteousness of the Avos, Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. The righteousness of the generations that have suffered so much. And therefore my tzdoka is going to be with Klal Yisrael. And I went there, Rav Lahoshia, in order to save them. But Klal Yisrael wonders, Madua Adam Lilvushecha. Why is your clothing red? It's dirty, but it's red. Uvegadecha kidorech begas. Your garments are like someone who's treading in a wine vat where you press out the grapes. And if a guy's working over there pressing the grapes to make wine, his clothing gets all red. So what exactly happened in Edom? You're coming back from Botsra. Oh, what happened? So Hashem answers, Puro Darachti Levadi. I alone have trodden this winepress. I went there to do something that only Hashem is doing, or the Malach, whatever, in the times of the final Geula. He went alone. Puro Darachti Levadi. Umeyami Mein Ishiti. And as a result, that I killed their Malach, and the blood of the Malach was squeezed out, whatever that means, kaviyochel, but as if there would be blood in a Malach, but the blood came out and dirtied the clothing, and therefore may ami mein ishiti, from the nations no one will stand up against me. Once their Malach is finished down here on earth, there'll be no opposition. There won't be any nation standing to fight against Hashem. They'll all accept the Malchus, the kingship of Hashem. And I trod on them in my anger. And I trampled them. Bachamasi, in my wrath. And their lifeblood spurted. The yez is to spritz, to spurt out. And nitzchom is their, what gives a person his netzach can mean eternity, netzach can mean victory, and what gives a person a life, that he lives and he remains and he exists. The yez nitzchom, the lifeblood, has spurted out al begodei, on my clothing. V'chol malbushei agolti, and all of my garments are soiled. The Malbim has a different approach on these psukim. And the Malbim explains that Edom is the nation that has caused Klal Yisrael so much suffering through the generations. Botsra is the city where the base of their belief. That's where the Rosh of their Emunah is, where their headquarters, their religious headquarters is. And their whole belief system is based in Botsra. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes, he comes for two reasons. Those who have caused Klal Yisrael to suffer through the centuries are going to be punished. That's going to Edom to kill and to destroy and to punish. To Botsra Hashem comes to convince them of the fallacy of their belief. Their religion is wrong. And to show them the truth. And the Malbim reads the Psukim as follows. Mize bami Edom. Who is this who's coming from Edom, Chamutz Begodim, with such beautiful Begodim? As the Malbim explains, we mentioned this term, Chamutz Begodim, is not found elsewhere in Tanakh. And therefore the Malbim has different proofs from where he sees the word chamutz by itself, that chamutz actually means to be clean, to be beautiful. Mize bo mi Edom chamutz begodim. Who is this who's coming from Edom with such beautiful clothing? Who is the one who's coming mi Botsra? From Botsra, zehoder belvusho. There's the one in the majestic raiment and those beautiful clothing. And every word is significant. A beged is regular clothing. Levush sometimes just means to get dressed. Anything that you could put on. Like, Orom holchu mibli levush. There's a psukim like he was naked, he went without any clothing. Levush just means something to put on him. But sometimes levush actually is the specific clothing that show who you are. You can wear, have a levush malchus. Or levush sak. Levush is the clothing that show. Are you suffering? The levush is the royal clothing. You wouldn't say big day malchus. It's levush malchus. When Hashem comes from Edom, chamutz begodim. That's with the regular clothing. He came with his beautiful clothing. When he comes from Botsra, zehoder bilvusho. He went with the levush, the clothing that show him who he is. The levush malchus. Just like the clothing show who you are, if you wear a uniform, or they show your stature. Zehoder bilvusho. Hashem comes with his levush to show who he is. Begodim are just in general what a person's wearing. That's what you see a person's beged. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has certain midos that we see. That Hashem is rachum v'chanun. He's rav chesed. Hashem goes with his midos and he goes to Edom. From Batra he goes with his levush to show what that Hashem is the king. To show that they should accept the malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So who's this who has gone from Batra Zehor Belvusho Tzoebrov Kocho, who's stirred up with his tremendous power? And Hashem answers, it's I. Ani Medaber Bitztaka. I went to Batra to speak about Tztaka, about righteousness. Bein Odom Lamakum. And with the correct emunah, I went to Batra to be Medaber Bitztaka. And I went to Edom, Rav Lo Shia, to save Klal Yisrael who suffered. Edom is the people that caused us the suffering. And Batra's their power, their beliefs, their emunah. Madu Adam Levushecha. But the question is, why are those, he went with beautiful clothing. Why is the Levush red? Uvegodecha, and your other clothing is Kedorech Begas, like somebody who is treading in this wine vat. The Levush was again to show that he's coming, that they should accept his Malchus. And if they don't accept it, the Levush is red that to show that there's going to be a punishment. Red signifies bloodshed and strict justice. I went, Madu Adam Levushecha, the clothing, the Levush is red to show that Hashem is here, because they don't accept his malchus. And therefore it's red to show there's going to be justice now. Uvegodecha kidorech begas. And the other clothing is like somebody pressing in the wine vat. Pura derachti levadi. My purpose was, I was treading by myself on the grapes. I was trying to get something out of the grapes like we try to bring out the juice. So I wanted to come to Batra that they should believe, they should do tshuva. But umeyami meini shiti. But I saw from the nations nobody was returning to me. At the final time in the end of days, and they're still refusing to accept Hashem with his people, Klal Yisrael. Umeyami meini shiti. None of the nation believes and is accepting Hashem. So I trod on them, I stepped on them in my anger. And I the anger is something we see. It's like af is the nose, you see the smoke coming out of the nostrils. You see the anger, you see the af. Chema is internal. The anger was burning in him. So the kavana was to show them an af. Ve'edrechem ba'api. I trod on them with my af. They should see my anger. They should realize they got to do tshuva. But it didn't work. So ve'ermesem ba'chamasi. The wrath inside, the anger inside, caused Hashem to totally trample them and to punish them, to destroy them. Ve'ez nitzchom al begodai. And therefore that lifeblood has spritzed, has spurted onto my clothing. V'chol malbushai egolti, and all of my levush, the garments that show what Hashem is, egolti, it's all sullied with the lifeblood of either the Malach of Edom or the Goyim. Kiyom nokum b'libi, pasuk dalit. Kiyom nokum b'libi. There's a day of vengeance in my heart. Hashem has been guarding and waiting. In his heart is this day that he's waiting for. That finally there should be a din v'cheshbon. There should be a day when they're punished. Ushnas ge'ulai ba'a. In the year of my ge'ula, the punishment may be a day. the enjoyment is a year. The good for Klal Yisrael far exceeds the punishment the Goyim get. There's a Yom Nukum in my heart. And for Klal Yisrael, there's a Shnas Geulai, a year of my redemption. By the way, it's interesting, we mentioned this in Zemiris, on Shabbos. Shabbos day, Zemiris, Baruch Hashem, Yom Yom. I just want to say over some of this Zemer, and you'll see this is what we've been talking about. It's taken from our Perek. And Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, written by Rav Shimon Bar Yitzchok, it was an early Rishon, in the 10th century. And he wrote about how Hashem is with Klal Yisrael throughout the exiles. He was with us in Mitzrayim and in Bavel and Paras and Yovan throughout all the exiles. And the last one is Edom. And toward the latter part of the Zemer, Bevo me Edom chamutz begodim. When he comes from Edom with again those sullied clothing, is the way most Mephorshim explain it. Zevach lo bebotzra. He'll have a slaughter in Botzra. Betevach lo bevodim. And an execution of the traitors. Again, the Malba mentions this elsewhere. But Zevach, when you slaughter in order to eat, to enjoy. That's the term Zevach. Zevach mishpoch alonu ba'ir. Zevach is teshech. Tevach, that term of tevach, to slaughter, means to just destroy. From Botzra, Hashem was hoping to bring out something good. They should believe their emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There'll be a Zevach in Botzra. The Tevach, and in Edom, there would be a Tevach, stand to kill them because of all the suffering they've caused to Klal Yisrael. There's that facet of punishing those who have caused us suffering and grief. And then there's the Zevach to hopefully bring them to realize Malchus Shamayim, the kingship of Hashem. So Hashem went there. V'yez nitzcho malbushov lahadim. And the dripping of the lifeblood will redden his garments. B'chocho agadol yivtzeruach negidim. With his great strength will cut down the spirit of the noble ones. Hogav rucha akoshav yom kodim. And the Zemer continues. Ra'oso kichein Adomi ha'otzer. When he sees how it is, Adomi ha'otzer, the oppressor from Edom, Yachshav lo bevotzra tiklo kevetzer. He'll think that in Botzra he can find refuge like in the city of Betzer. What's the difference, the Malach things? Botzer, Betzer, same thing. Which is wrong. Malach ka'odam besochi yinotzer. And he thinks that a malach, like a person, will be protected in this place. And he also thinks, amazing kashogeg b'mikla yeyotzer, that amazed will be protected in this city of refuge like a shogeg. Evu was Hashem kol chasidov emunim notzer. Love Hashem, all of his chasidim, all of his devout ones, emunim notzer. Hashem will protect those who are emunim, those that place their trust in Hashem. And the Zemer continues. But it's referring to this, these psukim that we have here. Ki yom nukum b'libi. There's a day of vengeance in my heart. Ushnas ge'ulai ba'a. And the year of my ge'ula has come. Va'abi vein ozer. Va'abi, I looked, ve'ein ozer. There was no helper. There was no one else. Klal Yisrael obviously didn't have the zechus. There was no, it could be a point where there's no helper for Klal Yisrael. Ve'eshtomim, I was astounded. I was quiet, I didn't know what to say. Ve'ein somech, there's no one to support, to help out Klal Yisrael. But even so, v'atosha li zeroi. But my arm brought the Yeshua for me, the salvation. Vachamosi, in my anger at what the Goyim have done, he simachosni, that supported me. That gave me like kaviyocha, like Hashem is looking for some some extra zechus why Hashem should do this. But even if Klal Yisrael doesn't have the zechusim, but there's a limit to how long HaKadosh Baruch Hu will tolerate the chiruf and the giduf and the what the goyim have been doing. The avus amin ba'api, and I stepped on the peoples in my anger. Vashakrim, I made them like drunk. Bachamasi, with my wrath. Ve'ori la'aretz nitzchon, and again their lifeblood I've lowered, I've brought down to the ground. And so the Malach of Edom will be killed, and that will be signify the time when all of Edom will be brought to judgment. Klal Yisrael says, Chasei Hashem Azkir, or the Novi says, I will mention the chasodim, the kindnesses that Hashem has done. Tehilos Yisrael, which brings about the Tehilos, the praises that Klal Yisrael says. When Hashem brings a geula for us, when He shows us the chesed, Klal Yisrael responds, and they sing out the praises of Hashem. And there's no way we can know how to praise Hashem, because we don't know Hashem's essence. We can't know. All we can know is what we see. And the tehillos of Hashem are ka'al kol asher gemolonu Hashem, in accordance with all that Hashem has bestowed on us. All the goodness that Hashem has done with us will respond with the tehillos Hashem, with the praises of Hashem. And don't think that it's a little chesed here and a little chesed there, and we thank it and we praise it, but we're aware of the fact, v'rav tuv l'veis Yisrael, there's a great abundance of goodness that Hashem has given to Beis Yisrael, the house of Israel. Asher gemolom kirachamov, Hashem has bestowed upon them kirachamov with His rachmonus, with His compassion, uchurov chasodov, in His abundant kindness. And there's a difference between rachamim and chesed. Rachamim is when you see somebody who's suffering and your heart goes out to him. How can I allow this person to suffer like this? Hot rachmonus! Do something, feel some compassion, do something to help him out. That's rachamim. And it doesn't require a special praise. It's almost, sometimes the person, it's his own conscience, is stirring him. He feels, he himself, he doesn't feel comfortable watching somebody suffer. And he had rachmonis, but it's basic decency to help out, to have rachmonis on the one who's suffering. Chesed is if somebody goes on his own, even when the person is not suffering, and he feels a spirit of generosity, of kindness, that he just wants to help somebody out. He wants to do you a favor. And by chesed, that engenders a response that the person did something special because he cares for you, or he wants to do good to others. That chesed is something that deserves praise. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done both for us. Asher gemolom kirachamov, that Hashem takes care of Klal Yisrael and they have no zechusim, and there's a rachmonis that He has to save the downtrodden Klal Yisrael. And there's also kirov chasodov, and an abundance of chesed, that not only are we saved, what the rachmonis would dictate, but there's an abundance of chesed. And we've mentioned this numerous times, that Klal Yisrael has suffered very, very much through the centuries. And yet we see the chesed of Hashem at the same time. The Ramban mentions at the end of Parshas Kisavo, at the Tochacha, at the end over there, he mentions that usually, you'll see in most societies, usually Klal Yisrael does as well, if not better, than the Gentile neighbors. So we're in Golus, we are suffering, there's Gemolam Kirachamov, Hashem takes care of us in His Rachmanus, because in a certain sense we're suffering terribly, terribly, much more than all the nations of the world. And yet we see a Roiv Chasadov, that things are better than others. There's Chesed also. Vayomer, and Hashem said, Ach ami hema. Indeed, they're my people. He said this in Mitzrayim when he took us to be his. And he said, they're my people. How can I allow them to suffer? The Rachmanis caused that. And bonim lo yishakeru. And they're bonim, they're children. They're just not my people, they're children. For that I want to show them my chesed. They're bonim lo yishakeru. And therefore I treat them as if they never did any sheker. I treat them like children who have never been false to me. Vayihi lahem l'moshiach. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu came for Klal Yisrael as a Moshiach, as a Savior. B'chol tzarasam lo tzar. In all of the suffering of Klal Yisrael. B'chol tzarasam lo tzar. So for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's written, the ksiv is with an aleph. The way it's written is with an aleph. Which would mean in all of Klal Yisrael's suffering, lo tzar. He didn't make them suffer. Which Rashi says, maybe he didn't make them suffer as much as they deserved. That if somebody sins against it, as we say in the Vidui, al-Khayda, sin is terrible. And it's not just a sin by anybody, it's Shechatanu, we who are beneficiaries of Hashem, we're the ones who did it. And you did it lefanecha, al-Khayt Shechatanu lefanecha, we did it before Hashem. But b'chol tzarasam lo tzar, with all of the tzaras that Klal Yisrael had, lo tzar, Hashem didn't bring them the suffering as much as it could have been, as much as it should have been. U'malach panav hoshiyam, and the malach that's panav, that's before Hashem, he like sent Hashem his personal malach, the malach that's his special one, he sent the malach to save Klal Yisrael. The Malach Michoel, Rashi says, that serves before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even when Klal Yisrael suffers, even when they have a tzara, and they don't deserve it, but Malach Panav Hoshiyam, he sent a Malach to save them. Be'ahavoso v'chemloso. But then when we do merit the Geula, when the time of the Geula comes, be'ahavoso with Hashem's love, uv'chemloso, and with Hashem's own compassion, Hu Ge'olam, Hashem Himself will be the ones to redeem them. He's redeemed them. Vayinatlein, He lifted them up. Vayinatsein, and He carried them, Kol Yimei Olam, all the days of the world. Wherever we've been in Golos, there have been those times where we only merited to have a Malach save us. And there are times when the Geula ends where Hashem Himself brings about that Geula. It's written with an aleph. The way we look at it, the way we see it, b'chol tzarasam lo tzar, and all of the suffering of Klal Yisrael, it seems as if lo tzar, it doesn't bother Hashem. It's not a tzar from Hashem's perspective. But we read it as if it's loy with a vav. B'chol tzarasam lo tzar. When Klal Yisrael suffers, lo tzar. Kaviyachol, it's as if we could say Hashem Himself is suffering. Imo anochi b'tzara. Hashem says, when you suffer, I suffer. B'chol tzarasam lo tzar. And therefore, umalach panav hoshiyam. And therefore, the malach that's before Hashem is sent to save Klal Yisrael. With Hashem's love and compassion, He saves them by yinatlein, and He lifts them up. He takes them out of that tzara. The Malbim learns, vayinaseng, and not only are they not in the tzara anymore, they're not suffering. Vayinatlein, He lifted them up, but not only that, vayinaseng, He elevates them with honor and importance. Kol Yimei Olam. And constantly they had this Yeshua in these two manners. There's, like we find in Mitzrayim, Vayishma Elokim Es Na'akosam. Hashem heard their groans. He heard the suffering of Klal Yisrael. and Vayizkor Elokim es Briso. Hashem remembered the bris with the Avos. Vayar Elokim es Bnei Yisrael, and he saw Bnei Yisrael what they were going through. There's that he hears the groans, he has the rachamim, the mercy. Ach ami heimo, they're my people. And that brings about a rachmonis on them. And there's also bonim lo yishakeru, we're his children. And therefore there's a vayinasein, he elevates them even higher. As the chesed, and chaste Hashem azkir, I'll mention the chasodim of Hashem, and that brings about tehilos Hashem. Klal Yisrael praises Hashem for all of the goodness that He's brought about to us. We'll finish the perek, and Yirtzeh Hashem the next time.